It's the impossible question.
Philly's B101.
The impossible question is brought to you by Cozy Jewelers. Step up to the fifth C. That's color, cut, clarity, carrot, and cozy. Thank you.
Yes.
Everyone,
nice work,
I remembered.
Nice work.
We've got $1,111. One member of the show is the only one to have this happen to them. Who and what is it? Let's go to Amber. Good morning, Amber.
Hi.
What's your guess?
And I have my three daughters in the car too. We've been brainstorming.
Oh.
So this one comes from my one daughter, Juliana.
Okay. Hi, girls.
Hi.
We want to guess that Laura was late to her own wedding.
Ooh. Laura. Laura.
And that
being
came
late.
From Juliana.
Oh, okay, Juliana.
Juliana, huh?
So I got married at the Seaview Hotel in Galloway, New Jersey. So it was all in one place because I did not want to be late.
Oh,
I didn't trust transportation or
nice.
Anything. So
wow.
All the guests were there and you're already there, right?
Oh.
So no, I was not late.
Not
sorry,
it.
Amber and girls. Oh. Have a great weekend.
All right, thanks.
My mom was late to her wedding. I was late to my wedding. It's like a tradition in my family.
Being late to the wedding, huh?
My dad says all the time, he says, your mother will find a way to be late to her funeral.
Yeah.
She is late for
everything. For everything. Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Boy.
888-333-B101. One member of the show is the only one to have this happen to them. Who and what is it?
We've been joking about Velvet Thunder being my other radio name right now, so I'll do my Velvet Thunder introduction for you for this one. It's Velvet Thunder with Kathy Romano's favorite song on
B101. $1,111 this morning on a nice Friday morning for the impossible question. One member of the show is the only one to have this happen to them. Who and what is it? We'll go to Julie. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's your guess, Julie?
So, you know how the bowling lanes can be slippery? I'm thinking Brett was bowling and he slipped and fell.
Wow.
Brett.
Brett, were you bowling and did you fall?
So I was not aware that the lanes themselves were slippery. And I was like, why do we get forced to wear shoes that just make it worse? But I found that out the hard way.
You did slip and fall.
I have slipped. I caught myself, though. I did not fall. I did not fall.
I think everybody slipped on those bowling alleys.
Yeah.
Sorry, Julie. Thanks for trying.
Okay. No problem. Bye-bye.
Let's go to Megan. Good morning, Megan.
Good morning.
All right. What's your guess? Who and what is it?
My guess is Kathy, and that she had her own Christmas light display was put on by her neighbor. And when she came home from work the one day or something, when she was out and about and came home, she saw it.
Yes, my neighbors did put, remember over the
yeah,
holidays,
your face,
they had that
right?
had that light display on their house. It was so cool. And I came home. We
was
talked
it the
about,
logo of the show?
It was so, they did. It was like a rotating theme on their house, and it was cool. We talked about it on the air.
Yep.
And then that night when I got home, it was the logo of the show, the Kathy Romano show, and it was the picture that we took when we did that photo
okay.
shoot, and it was on their house. That is a true story. Anybody else have their face on their neighbor's house?
Well, I mean,
house?
Technically, I was on your neighbor's house, too.
Yeah.
So that's why it's...
Sorry, yes. Megan, not correct.
All right, thank you anyway. Have a great day, guys.
All
have
right.
a good weekend.
You too.
Let's go to our last guest for this round. It's Aaron. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning. How's everybody?
Good. What's your guess, Aaron?
I believe it's Bobby, and he went to his wrong graduation.
He went to his wrong graduation, meaning it was scheduled at a certain time, and I just didn't show up, or I went to, like, the wrong school? Stumped
he just
you.
Went to the wrong graduation.
Wrong graduation.
Bobby. Well, no.
Yeah.
I've gotten no comeback on that one.
He
nope.
went to the correct one.
I went to the correct one, Aaron.
What about Velvet Thunder?
Oh,
yeah, Velvet Thunder was actually, he
Velvet
did.
Thunder.
Yeah, I think that guy did go to the wrong one, but sorry, that wasn't your guess. Thanks
Aaron,
so much, Aaron.
Thanks for trying. We'll do it again at 910, $1,111.
I was going to say, in Aaron's defense, at least at my college, they do different graduations all on the same day.
Yeah,
sometimes back to back.
Yeah.
So you could
right.
have attended the wrong one.
That's true. You could have gone
out
the wrong
of the realm
one.
Of possibility.
My graduation was at like 7:30 a.m. It was so early.
Ooh, we wouldn't have gone.
We were all late. Our parents got mad at us. My friend was shoving cookies in her purse because we were hungry. It was the whole scene. Yeah.
Mine was on May 6th, the day after Cinco de Mayo.
So it was
also a tough day.
Oh, yeah. So we'll do this again at 9:10. I have no memory of any of it. So
Really?
I remember it was so hot. That we had Gatorade, and we snuck the Gatorade in, and Gatorade, of course, had other, you know, alcohol.
If you were drinking water, we drank before.
We did. And during and after.
Bad Bobby Velvet.
Is Velvet Thunder live on the radio. Here he is.
Velvet.
Yes, Velvet.
The impossible question this morning. One member of the show is the only one to have this happen to them. Who and what is it? We've got $1,111. And Linda is on the line. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. How are you? Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, Linda.
Hey, listen, I'm thinking poor Laura accidentally dropped her phone in the toilet.
Oh.
Poor Laura accidentally dropped her phone in the toilet.
Surprisingly, this has not happened to me, but my friend dropped her phone in a porta potty toilet at a tailgate in Carolina.
No. She leave it?
She did not leave it.
No.
What?
I know. And it literally, I think about it. I mean, this is like 20 years ago at this point. And
this person can never come to a tour of this radio station.
I know.
No,
it
she can never
still
come near
pops
here.
In my head.
I can't
like,
be near this person.
Why did you do that?
With everything being saved in the cloud now, no way.
It's
I would
gone.
Be like, nope, well, I need to go buy a new phone. All of my information is there. Bye-bye.
It was a while ago. Like, phones didn't have that much capability, and when she got it out, it didn't work anyway.
Oh.
Mm.
That's a good guess.
Here's the sound of all of our stomachs right here.
Sorry, it's Linda. Okay, but still love you guys. Have a great weekend.
You too. I'm going to throw up.
That was pretty bad. I had a story, but like, it's not going to top that. Nope. 888-333-B101. Keep your guesses coming. One member of the show is the only one to have this happen to them. Who and what is it? One member of the show is the only one to have this happen to them. Who and what is it? This is your last chance for $1,111 this Friday morning. Let's go to Katie. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's your guess, Katie?
My guess is that Bobby was hit by a car as a pedestrian.
Oh, jeez.
I was hit by a car? Does this explain how I act on the radio? Is that what this is? Kathy was going there. I knew it. Well, now we know why. I knew it. Katie, thankfully, I have not been hit by a car.
Not yet.
Yet.
Thankfully. As I peel out of the parking lot.
I knew this conversation was coming up, Katie. I want you to have a wonderful weekend. I'm just talking to you and ignoring the rest of them, Katie. All right, you take care. She's like, okay.
She's like, wow, what is happening?
What is going to organize a fun run?
Yeah. Velvet's had a really tough day today.
Velvet
He's
Thunder,
had a tough
my
Friday.
Nickname. Yep.
He needs to go home, do his skincare routine, and have a glass of Chardonnay.
How are you this morning, Dwayne?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Dwayne, what's your guess? Who and what is it?
I think it's Bobby, and he threw the first pitch out at a Phillies game.
Ooh, this is better than our last guess about me getting run over by a car. Dwayne, I have not done it yet, but Phillies.
Would love to.
You're listening. I'd love to, yeah.
Thanks, Dwayne.
Have a great weekend.
You too. All right, last call of the morning. Let's go to Chris. Good morning, Chris.
Yes, good morning.
One member of the show is the only one to have this happen to them. Who and what is it?
I think it was Bobby, and he had some food taken from him, like from like a seagull.
Ooh. Chris, no, that is not correct. Sorry, but you might want to try back on Monday, Chris.
Yeah, Chris, you should definitely call back on Monday, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Have a great day. So that was not the answer, but I think all of us have had food stolen by a seagull, right?
We absolutely have.
I had an entire slice of pizza ripped off of my plate in the Ocean City boardwalk, and the
Ocean City, same thing. I had it.
Seagull just flew away with the whole slice. I was like, all right.
They're crazy there. The Ocean City seagulls, I think, are the worst.
Well, a couple of years ago, they brought in those owls.
Yes.
Was it owls?
The hawk. It scared them all away. Got to see the hawk at the Deauville Inn. Do this job. The hawk was there. All the seagulls were like, whoa, get out of here. And it works.
And it seemed to work. Yeah.
Great. But yeah, now we got, what, $1,212? If I make it to Monday and don't get hit by a car, that'd be great. Yeah. How bad you guys gonna all feel? Wow, Bobby can't be in this morning. Brett, hit him.
Kathy,
fingers crossed.
Oh my goodness, I'm kidding. Wow. This is taking a turn we didn't mean it to take.
This took a turn.
We're totally joking. Yes. We don't want Bobby to get hurt by getting hit by a car. If you're hit by a car, totally funny.
And
we
you're fine.
You get hurt.
As long as you're all right. As long as you're okay.
I'm glad we have that. I'm not straightening this
disclaimer
out.
Here on the radio.
Okay, $1,212 Monday morning for
if
the impossible.
Back.
If we're all back for the impossible question. Thank you so much for a great week. We kind of added new show members as the week went on. Everybody was, a couple people were off. And yeah, I think we had a fun week. Thank you to all of the callers that called in this week. We had some great calls. And I think one of them is our clip of the day.
Yep.
Have a great weekend.
I was in first grade and a little boy came up to me and said, "You look like a Chester." And I, you know, confused, whatever. In eighth grade, that same nickname came around when I developed up top. And sure enough, a different little boy called me Chester.